Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is not here. She is on sabbatical down to Sacramento with her parents, but I've got a great co-host here, Gary Hayward. Hey, good morning, buddy.
Morning. Glad to be back.
I tell you what, you crossed the line of departure right on time. I walked in here at 7:02, and then you came in at like 7:04, just through the door.
Great job. I was cutting her close.
Great job. Hey, phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's here with us today. Jared, what's the weather look like?
The weather today is going to be a high of 68, a low of 46, with a slight chance of rain in the morning and rain tonight. Saturday is going to be partly sunny with a high of 65, a low of 46. And Sunday is going to be a high of 64. The low got cut off there.
It's okay.
And a chance of rain, 50%.
All right. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's his first time. Shasta Gas Propane right here in town. It's a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have veterans and seniors discounts, and they have all of it. So the time is 7 after 7 here on the 26th of February. We're getting down to the last days there. And I'm here, of course, with Gary Hayward, general manager or the general manager of the Wind River Resort Casino Spa.
Yeah, and I'm transitioning into the Redco into mode right now, Redco. Which is the president of Redco.
You're president of Redco, which is the
Red Rancheria Economic Development Corporation.
Right. Are you still doing both, though?
Kind of. I'm getting out of the day-to-day at the casino and focusing more on the economic development, which has been nice. And things are moving along pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Great.
Because I know you got a lot of things going on. But, of course, we're here with Spencer and our Haven Humane Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So this morning I brought with me Bear.
Okay, now there's something going on here with that. Okay, keep talking.
So this morning I brought with me Bear. Uh-huh. Bear is a six-year-old black pit bull mix. She came into our shelter. She had kind of an unfortunate start. The first 6 years of her life she spent living in a not-so-well environment. We seized her as well as four or five other animals from the same home. Bear, when she came in, she had some skin issues going on. She really was just not taken care of very well. We've spent a lot of time working with Bear and getting her back to a healthy state. She's an amazing dog. She's rated for a home with kids 5 and older, which is really good for a dog her size. She loves other dogs. She even gets along well with cats. She's such an amazing dog. We actually had somebody come in the other day and pay almost her entire adoption fee.
Okay. She's over there, and she came in and shook my hand, and
yes.
and which is good because she's. When you say she comes from a, when she comes from a drug home, she wasn't trained to be one of the guys or dogs that keep you away from the house.
No, not at all. She was just a companion animal there, but however, she did spend the first 6 years of her life in a drug home. And due to the type of environment that she was in, that's why we went in and we seized her. And
is that why she's doing that right now?
We seized her and all of the other dogs that were on the property.
Okay, so does that mean she likes to like kick back with a bong? Or no?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay, so she's sitting here being nice and she's trying to lick everybody here and sniff, sniff. She's beginning to sniff. Okay, so
good looking dog.
How do we? Yeah, she is a good looking dog, and she's very friendly.
And I think she's a pit lab mix. I mean,
yeah,
she's
she
not
looks
a full
labby.
Pit.
She looks labby.
Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
She's very attentive, too. She just wants attention and love.
Yeah, her tongue hangs out on the side. Don't you love that when dogs do that? Like, ha! You know, that and that. You know, I've done that before. Usually after being a night of Wind River.
Yeah.
So, my tongue hangs there. Okay, all right. Now, she wants to get in your lap. That's like, what, 65, 70 pounds of dog in your lap?
Something like that, yeah.
And just wants to get in there and get, hey, let's just get in your lap, and I just want to be your buddy. Okay, this is a nice dog. It's got white on it. You know, it does. It looks a little pitty, but it looks more labby to me.
Yeah, so the only part on her that looks really pitty is her head.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure. That, you know, when you look at her from the side, she doesn't even look at it like that. Maybe when you look straight on at her. She doesn't have, the muzzle's not that blunt. Anyway, okay, this is a good dog.
Great dog.
Walks well.
Walks perfect on a leash.
Rated with?
5 and older, kids 5 and older, which is really good, as you know, yeah. For the larger dogs.
That's right, which means the dog doesn't run around. How old's the dog?
She's 6.
6 years old, so she's calmed down. She's got all of her training and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, current on all of her shots and ready to go.
All right, come on down to Haven Humane.
Yep, thank you for
anything
having
else going on?
We do have a licensing clinic coming up that will be down at the Cottonwood Fire Hall. That's going to be March 1st from 5:30 to 6:30. We will have reduced rabies vaccinations as well as microchipping available.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, guy.
Thank you.
And awesome. Here's your chance. Go down there at Haven Humane and get yourself a good dog. A dog you can take for a walk on the trail will walk right beside you, and nobody's going to bother you because he'll lick them to death. There you go. So how you been, buddy?
Oh, really good. Yeah.
Got a big event coming up here.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big one. You know, that's Maria's event, of course.
And yeah.
She's excited and, you know, always going a little crazy the last week, too, but... She keeps it together really well, you know, with all the stuff she's got going. I don't know how she does it.
She keeps it together real well. Hey, when we talk about, you know, and what we're talking about, of course, is the Raiding Rancheria, the celebration where so much, I just saw where the, so much, so many really great organizations were awarded a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's awesome because this is a celebration of the nonprofits that
right.
we work with and all the different things that they do. It's amazing at the end of the year how many we actually get contact and support
yeah.
with. And then what's cool is at the event, we award another prize to the
big
one
prize.
That gets recognized for
big prize.
Doing some good stuff for the year. You know, they all do good stuff. But.
Oh, yeah. But some of them, yeah, and it's you've helped veterans organizations and of course schools, all types of things.
Yeah, there's just about nothing I can't think we wouldn't, you know. It's always been that way. You know, it all started in a file cabinet probably about 15 years ago.
Why is it that every event I go to is out there? I mean, are you all cornering the market on big events?
Well, I have to say, I think we do a pretty good job with events. So, but yeah, people
like
it.
Four in a row out there. Yeah.
People like having their events. It's safe, it's clean, it's fun, you know, and people I think enjoy themselves.
Well, you also, you know, depending on the organization, you give money back. On this, you know, especially in the veterans,
oh, yeah, all of it. Yeah.
You give it, you know, you give really great prices on it, and then you donate and all this. It's not surprising to see why, you know, that people come out there.
And you know, it's something we've always prided ourselves in is that we look at ourselves as part of the community, you know, and being part of the community, I think that's what you should be doing. You should be stepping up when possible.
Well, you know what, and you guys put your not only do you say that. You put your money where your mouth is, too, because you come out there on this. And, you know, and this is something we can't forget, is if it wasn't for Wind River, there'd be many things around, many organizations that would be in dire straits if it wasn't for you and the Rancheria being so giving in this community.
Thanks, Carl.
Well, it's true. And, you know, you do it in such a way that, I mean, it's not like people are having to crawl 100 yards to you know,
right.
through the snow to get to you.
No,
you search stuff out for it, and that's just absolutely fabulous. And you know that. I've told you that before. Okay, we're going to take a break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and Cody Titus. Cody is just – Cody gets extremely happy when she can find the right home for her clients or the right investment property, make sure they get it at a fair price, make sure that they're happy, that it works for everybody there. That's Cody Titus from Properties by Merit. Give her a call at 209-0721. from Properties by Merit and Cody Titus. We'll be right back. Gary Hayward, Carl Bott, right here on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning here on the 26th of February. 46 degrees going up to 68 today. We should be having some rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I'm here with Gary Hayward today. This is Carl Bott, and welcome to Friday, the 26th. Yeah, are we glad it's Friday?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
We're glad it's Friday. And if it's Friday, we got Kyle DeFore in here, of course. Kyle DeFore, who has his own sports show here on KCNR Tuesday nights, but he's also the proud owner with his dad of Mighty Fine Foods out there in 299 Deschutes.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Oh, well, you know what? I tell you what. Your show is just, we were just talking about it. Kyle's got a, okay, how do you explain it? It's a chronological.
Yeah, it's not a photographic memory. It's a chronological memory. I was a history major in college, and from the time I was a little kid, if you attach a date to something or put it on a timeline, it's in there. So for whatever reason, that's what's just always been the case.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, look at you. I mean, you've got, Gary, you've got like 1,000 things in the air, right, at any one time. I don't see a bunch of people following you around with iPads. So you must have a pretty good memory.
I think I just get lucky sometimes and remember. But
get lucky.
I don't.
Yeah. I'd rather be lucky than good. Okay.
Just remember the important stuff. That's all I need to do.
Yeah. I try to remember that.
Be that on your gravestone. He was lucky. Kyle, are you? I'm not sure what you want to talk about today. Maybe it's sports weather, but did you watch the debate last night?
You know, I caught some snippets of it. What I could make out from everybody talking over each other. It was kind of a There was a kind of a funny thing online I saw afterward that the closed captioner for CNN at different points just put
Canada's talking.
Yeah, shouting over each other or something like the closed captioner kind of gave up. You know, it's really interesting to see, like, at some point somebody earlier this week let everybody else know, hey, you know, Trump's probably going to win this thing. And it's like they just kind of woke up and realized, oh, yeah, this guy's the front runner. Maybe we should go after the guy who's getting the majority of the votes, or right, at least the plurality of the votes at this point. It's just been kind of this weird, like, okay, yeah, when Bush dropped out, everybody was like, okay, well, now it's a race. I don't know. It was kind of this weird slow motion thing until then.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you noticed. I know you probably did, Gary, but it was they finally decided, you're right, that, you know what, we're not going to just win this by saying what we are.
And he's not going to fall apart.
It was like WWE. They were tag teaming. It was Hulk Hogan out in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And,
totally.
And, you know, and the Ultimate Warrior and, I don't know, somebody else, you know, both of them going after Trump
last
night.
Yes, totally.
Hammering on him.
Totally.
And, you know, and then he was trying to fight one and the other come over. And, you know, it was like watching two good dogs in a fight. You know, two dogs against a bear. Bear turn around, and then one, the other side would just grab him by the leg and start shaking. He'd turn around, next one would jump on his back and start chewing on his ear.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can kind of explain it.
It was like that.
It was like that. Yeah. And then here's Ben Carson going, I think the next Supreme Court justice should be a fruit salad. We should take a fruit salad, look at a fruit salad of his career. What?
Oh, my.
Yeah, what's the over-under on how far past Tuesday Carson and Kasich are going to stay in? You got to think that Tuesday's got to be a litmus test for them.
Here's what I'm thinking. I think it could be bigger. I think it could be Trump or Rubio dropping out too, one of them. And then you've got Rubio or Cruz. Looking at one of them dropping out, especially if they lose big in their own state.
Well, Rubio's losing big, supposedly.
Right now in Florida.
Based on, polls.
They said he came up really pretty good last night because they finally said that, you know, the guy's got some, you know. I don't care what people say, you know, about a lot of things, but you want to believe your president's going to be able to go out there and punch it out with somebody. Mm. And Rubio, if you're really nice and bland, you know, you don't know if you could go in and stand up to Putin.
Yeah.
You think that probably Trump can. That he can stand up to Putin.
I kind of get the sense from Rubio, just as an outsider looking at it. I'm a registered independent. I'm not part of a political party, but I've been registered independent since I registered. But Rubio from the outside almost kind of reminds me of he kind of has some of the same weaknesses that Hillary Clinton has. There's a little bit of a scripted nature there's a little bit of a not as organic, you know, he might be, you know, one or two cycles ahead of when his, you know, he might be thinking this is his Reagan 1976 election, where I might not get it this time, but I'm laying the groundwork for next time.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to see. We talk about Kasich and Carson, you know, how long are they going to stick around? For Rubio and Cruz, you know, Cruz is, his whole thing is, well, I've won a state. You know, I won Iowa, so I'm not dropping out. And Rubio's saying, well, I finished second place in all these ones, and I'm not dropping out. So, you know, are we going to have – I mean, I've talked to some people that are much more into it than I am that have said, you know, this is the best chance for either party to go to the convention in decades, you know, and actually have to
fight it out.
Do the horse trading, you know, that hasn't happened since, you know, well, 60s and 70s. So
I just it's, you know, Cruz. If Cruz doesn't win Texas, I mean –
Yeah.
You know, he's, you know, I mean, if he doesn't win Texas, he's got Rick Perry on his side and all this. And, you know, and Trump goes back at him. He says, you haven't had one senator. You've been in there. That's the guys you work with. You haven't had one senator come in on your side. And Cruz came back. Well, it's because I've called it the way I think it is. You know, there's too much corruption and big money in there. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good answer. Here's a comment here about Rubio. Sometimes he gets a look on his face of a little boy being punished. He is getting better and he's fighting back, you know. And Rubio is only in there because he's the last GOP candidate. You know, he's kind of like the ones the
party candidate,
candidate wants to get around. So, you know, people complain about Trump, and I saw this horrible thing written about Trump about, oh, you know, there's all these things, you know, Hitler and all this. And the thing about it is, when they say, well, how could this happen? Well, it happens because the American people are so tired of politics the way they are.
I agree.
I mean, totally. Do you, I mean, they see big money in it. They, you know, all these things they're going to do about the big banks, you know, when Obama comes in, and now they're even stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. They're talking about all these things, all these, oh, that Trump, you know, blah, 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 and Cruz, blah, 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 blah. But look what you've got. You've got people in there saying that, you know what, the whole system needs to be changed. Now, in the Democrats, you've got two, if I may say this, white, old mm-hmm. people seeing who can be the one that says, I want to give more away to those who don't work.
Well, and one thing I love about this election, just watching it, is the complete disconnect of people who are in the bubble versus the people who actually live in the country and go to work every day and, yeah. and live in the reality of it. You know, you mentioned before, you know, Trump is kind of this insurgent candidate. Like, where did he come from? The punditocracy can't make any sense of him. Why is he so popular? Well, he's a rejection of the mainstream in a different way. Sanders is kind of a rejection of the Democratic mainstream as well. You know, they view Obama and Clinton as centrists, and they're not real progressives and all this stuff. But you have, and the young people are, you know, 85-15 for Sanders over Clinton in the early states. But you have this rejection of the status quo in both parties mm-hmm. for in very different ways. Now, Trump yeah. and Sanders are very different candidates, of course. But they're both tapping into each respective party's version of what we're doing now is not working. It hasn't been working for a while. And while their solutions are, of course, wildly different, they're both tapping into so that vein right. of, like, yeah. this is broken, and right. putting another version of what we've had in there for 20, 30, 40 years is not going to do it again.
Another Clinton and another Bush, really?
And the yeah. only ones who don't like it is the establishment mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Oh, well, I love watching post-debate stuff after the Democratic debates and watching everybody, like, the narrative being reinstalled again afterward. It's, you know, we have to, well, you know, Hillary's got momentum. You know, she's won by this much
right.
in two states and got crushed in one, but she's got the momentum. You know, like,
well, I don't get it.
Well, the superdelegates. Yeah. I mean, you talk about being cheated.
Here's, what a democracy, huh?
But, yeah, I mean, here are these people that are already saying we're going to vote for her no matter what. Well, here's New Hampshire. That she was crushed in there, 60-something to like 40, or, 60 to 40, or 60-something to 38. And what happens is she gets more delegates than Bernie does. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bernie ought to feel the burn yeah. on that one because he's super delegates. All right. Now, you're in here. Did you have a certain topic you wanted
to talk? No, you know, we were talking about Jared was my engineer for the sports yeah. show this last night. And,
right.
and, you know, doing a show on Tuesday night, you kind of get the biggest story of last week plus whatever happened over the weekend. It's a fun night to do a show. But, this next week on Tuesday, we'll be talking about this is the week that we've had the 49ers are in total chaos. Last week, the Kings were in chaos with their coaching situation. Now it's the 49ers.
What happened?
Well, Kaepernick, you know, if he's on the roster past a certain date, he's guaranteed a salary and he's going to be on the team. Well, we've got Chip Kelly they brought in from Philadelphia. They fired the coach, brought in Chip Kelly. And Chip Kelly says,
who, by the way, is not a winner.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was a good college coach, had yeah. 2 10-6 seasons in Philadelphia, and didn't have a good year last year.
Right.
Once they gave him the keys to actually build the team as a general manager, it didn't work. He kind of put together a team that didn't do very well. But so they bring in Chip Kelly. He's going to run this offense, and everybody's saying, okay, well, it's a great fit for Kaepernick. You know, he's a read option. The year they went to the Super Bowl 3 or 4 years ago, you know, they were running a similar type of offense. Well, he 2 days ago, he says, yeah, Colin really wants to be on the team. We're looking forward to having him in camp. Then yesterday comes out, Kaepernick's agents have asked for permission to seek a trade. So
because I saw 2 days ago he wanted to stay, so now he wants to trade again.
That's what we've heard. So there's kind of a disconnect between, you know, the front office and the player and the and it's always a good look when you have your agent putting out statements for you rather than speaking yourself. Yeah. You know, I don't know. That always kind of seems like, if you have something to say, why don't you say it? You know, I mean, you've been in the league for 4 years, but
Peyton in or out?
I don't think he's going to stay. I mean, what does he have to prove at this point? 2 Super Bowls, several MVPs, every passing record that matters, yards, touchdowns, everything else. He threw 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, and he can't get the ball more than 30 yards down the field. And he
just wins.
Yeah, he has an opportunity to go out on top like Elway
he's
did.
He's a leader.
And, he didn't lose the game, you know. So, and he's got a $19 million cap number here coming up, which he's not going to play under that one way or the other. that's either going to get restructured or he's going to retire or they're going to
right because
cut
they, so. That's too much money.
Yeah,
too much
yeah. Because Osweiler's a free agent. You got to see what they're going to do with him too.
Well, you know, I think Osweiler could be a good quarterback.
He's a great backup.
Like his leadership and all that. There.
Yeah, he had a great college career, and he's 6'8" and has a great arm. Great arm.
Growing.
Yeah,
6'8". You know what?
Yeah.
That's stupid. You know
yeah.
what? But that's too big. You know, 6'8". You know, he's the kind that walks into a room and you can't help but notice him. You know, you see him at the grocery store.
Right.
And there's a couple guys around town here like 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
You see him at the grocery store and you just go, you know, and you think, you know, and of course, you know, well, hey, who'd you play for? You know, and it turns out that, well, I never would say that, first of all, to people, because most of the time they go, well, I don't play basketball. You know, my left foot, you know, I've only got one toe.
That's why I'm glad I topped out at about 6'3", because about 6'5", you start getting the questions, the basketball question, you know, and 6'3", I don't really get any of that.
Yeah, I never had to worry about it.
Your arms are 6'3". Okay, so that's what the big conversation is going
to
be
about.
Yeah,
that's one of the things we'll be talking. Also, this week you had Giants and A's. A's report to camp today. Giants reported on Tuesday, so we've got spring training coming into focus here. We had our way too early baseball preview 2 weeks ago where we kind of reviewed the hot stove league, all the moves made in the offseason, and we'll be doing spring training. We'll be talking Giants, A's, division breakdowns. We're going to pick who's going to win the World Series 7 months before it happens, and then everybody can laugh
at
me.
Are we going to be making money? Are we going to be betting on this?
Well, you know, I'm open to suggestion here. The Cubs are 4-1 in Vegas right now, even though they haven't won the World Series since 1908. But they're loaded for bear and got all kinds of players.
Well, they got into the playoffs last year,
didn't they? Yeah, yeah.
People are saying they could do it this year.
You know,
I'm for the Cubs. I don't care what. Just because. 1908.
Two biggest Vegas favorites are the Cubs and the Giants this year because the Giants are loaded again, too. It's an even year.
Really?
So. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, Kyle DeFore is here with us, and he's got the sports show on at 6 p.m. on Tuesday nights. And, of course, now, can I say is that you're going to be involved with us in Colt 45s?
Yeah, we've talked about that. That's starting this summer, you know, summer league college baseball. Get kids from all over the country, and it looks like that'd be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And on Tuesdays where we've got a game, we won't have the sports hour that night, of course. We'll just we'll have the game. Had a chance
we've
to do five games last year.
Looks like we've got you an associate that's going to be a young man that's going to be in college, that's going to be calling with you, and a young lady who is one of our interns, and she's also in athletics in softball. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have her helping you too. So I'm not sure what she's doing except maybe doing, you know, pre-game or post-game, whatever you want it to do, you're going to be running that. Okay, Kyle DeFore, Mighty Fine Foods, which, by the way, has got over 250 different kinds of beer, Gare.
Really?
200.
Wow.
Closer to 300
kinds.
Now, yeah.
Closer, 300 different kinds of beer.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, over 1,000 drinks. You do breakfast and lunch out there.
Take
full
and bake
deli,
pizzas.
Yeah, full deli, full
meat department. Yeah,
meat department. Yeah, your dad's a butcher and get food or get your meat there. You'll meet or beat almost any price.
Yeah, I'll put my meat prices up against anybody in town because we don't pay the butcher, so that's how we can afford to sell it.
There
so
you
cheap.
Go. Yeah, it's because it's dad.
Exactly.
It's the world's largest convenience store or the world's smallest supermarket,
yeah.
But it's got it all.
Big store selection, small store service.
When are you going to start the barbecues?
You know, that's kind of weather dependent. Usually we start it in about April. We were, you know, we've been told for months and months we're going to have this terrible El Nino, the worst one in 20 years, and, you know, we've had a lot more rain, of course, in the last couple of years, but usually we start it up in April, but, you know, weather preventing, might get it started here in towards the end of March, depending on what the weather looks like. But yeah, no later than the first week of April.
Last year was your best year.
Yep. Yeah. No, right. We've been back in there since 2012. My dad's been in the grocery business in Northern California since the early 60s, and he built that store out there in 1977. And we ended up getting it back in 2012. We had sold it in 2001 to a local family here. We ended up getting it back, and we've been kind of putting it back together the last several years. And, every year has been better than the last, and we just I can't say enough to everybody out in the East Valley, Bella Vista, Palisadro, and all our friends in the mountain communities for making a locally owned and operated business viable out there. And we
very fair prices,
it.
Too, by
yep.
the way. Very
absolutely.
Fair. Plus a gas station, propane, and
all
that.
Yep.
All right. Kyle DeFore. Good guy.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Try me, darling, tell me, I need you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, the 26th of February at 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Wow. 47 degrees out there going to 68, my co-host, Gary Hayward.
Glad to be back.
The president of Redco, and also kind of moving out of the Wind River Resort Casino general manager, kind of shifting over there.
Yeah, spent a lot more time on the economic development side, and it's been fun. Been a lot of fun, actually.
Well, you know, we want to talk about that. Of course, Maria Roscoe is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015, and there's a big reason for it. They are the best in the North State. They do the work over at our house, and we have nothing but great things to say about Martin and his people. A veteran-owned business can work on any type of heating and cooling system. You can get warranties, guarantees, anything you want out of Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay. Big event coming up.
Big event.
Yes. A week from the Saturday.
It is. We are so ready.
Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner.
Yes.
Yes. And I just saw a press release yesterday, Maria.
Yeah. In 2015, 53 organizations received funds. It was one of our first years that we designated over $200,000 instead of it being like $175,000, $195,000, whatever. So we broke the $200,000 amount.
Awesome.
And we gave, like I said, the 53 organizations, and some of them were, the grants are from $500 to $10,000. So some of the, like Mercy Foundation North received $10,000 for their senior program, their senior bag program. So things like that, amazing. We bought Chromebooks for schools so they can get up to date and increase their science scores and their math scores. So it's amazing. And this dinner just kind of is a reflection of us to tell them thank you for soliciting the fund and going through the fund and being a community partner. Well, now we're going to invite you to a dinner to celebrate. And, you know, we're going to give you an additional gift that night. So,
and that
come
is a
have
heck
fun.
Of a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$10,000?
Ten
yeah.
Grand?
Yes. To do anything with that they can designate it towards anything that they need, their most need. But we saw an organization.
This is no strings attached. This is just down. Do people apply for it? Or do you kind of go out and look around?
No, it's out of the 53 organizations
that did receive funds. Okay.
But then we read a little more into it, maybe site visited them and said, you know what, these guys do a little above and beyond. So we're going to help them out just a little bit more.
Okay. So, you know, is it a total surprise?
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows until that night.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You and I are nominally probably maybe the bosses around here.
And I'd rather not. I don't want to know because, you know, there's lots of secrets that are hard to keep.
There's lots of things I don't know. You know, and they all start talking, and I don't know what they're talking about. So I just nod my head and I walk in the other room. So, okay.
Yeah.
So who is it? Okay, don't tell me.
Well, last year's was fun. We got to, sometimes you see there's two.
Mm-hmm.
That just you keep voting and saying that those do. So we split $7,000 each, $14,000 for two organizations last year. You know, it's a surprise every year. Keyhole Mystery Theater Group does a great job.
I've already
giving
talked to
little
them.
Clues.
I already talked to them like three times. These guys, you know,
they're cute.
Bill,
yep.
and Lisa Collins. Oh my gosh! I mean, how do you write such great songs? They just make them up.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, just make them up about everybody that's been nominated.
Look at all this verbiage we give them.
Yeah,
I mean, 53 organizations from various. I mean, we've got schools, little leagues, everything you possibly can.
Right.
The Life Center, amazing. I mean, we have a program at the Life Center that they're encouraging Native Americans to get active. And that's what it's called, Native Americans Getting Active. They meet at the Sundial. They meet wherever. All these Native Americans who may be going through some type of disease or want prevention are going to these places and meeting and going as groups, and that's what they're doing. So
what are they doing? Going for, like, walks?
They go for walks. They get gear. They buy them the stuff that they need to go be able to run, and then they hold these events, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. Lots.
This area is so good about taking care of people. Mm-hmm. You know, we complain and complain and complain, but we take care of people. And you wonder why there's a lot of people on the street sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, when you take care of people, you take care of people. And you get all kinds of people. And when you get into assets like this who either a veteran group or a school group or just a philanthropic group out there that's just helping different groups or different stratas of our population here, then you all are kind of there saying, well, you know what, you guys are doing a good job, but you need a little help. Boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whether it's $500 or
$10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's good.
It's just nice being able to do it. I mean, it's great having the ability to do it, right?
Yes.
Each year. And having the support from the membership
and
the council every year, no matter what's happening in the economy,
You've never backed off on this.
Never.
No.
And I know there's been, you know, y'all have gone through, you know, just like everybody else have gone through times also over there.
Yeah.
And y'all have never backed off. It's always been, how much is it now after, how many years, 13 years?
We started this in 2002, had our first one in 2004. So.
Okay. So.
And every year, I mean, you could tell a couple of years might have dropped a couple thousand, but
not much.
No, because we just give it right back. Everything donated there goes right back. So we don't keep anything. We don't anything. It just goes right back to the fund to build it and then goes right back again.
I think it's just crazy how it's already back again.
I know.
And what's kind of funny is every time it's already back again, it's her birthday.
So, geez.
The same weekend, usually.
Same weekend. Yeah. So how old is Marie going to be?
She's 40.
This is the big one then. Oh, this is the...
Just don't listen to him.
This is the...
He's already pinning 50 on me.
She's trying to stick with the same age.
Linda comes up with... She's always putting herself down as a year older. I go, why do you do that? She goes, well, how old am I? I said, you're either this age... you're this age, but you're not that age.
She is amazing.
Well, you know,
she looks, if we could all look like her, I'm
tell you what, look at her mom. Her mom's 83.
Oh,
have you seen her mom?
Yes,
she's 83, and she looks. You're pretty hot there, Jen. You know, I see your dad looking at her every so often. You know, he's 84.
Aww,
so
that's cute.
It is cute. Oh, Tom, stop it! I bet I've heard that 50 times. Tom, stop it.
It's cute.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, we got to take a break here. I'm here with Maria Roscoe, and we're talking about the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The dinner's coming up. And you know what? I don't – it may be a dinner, but it is so much more. I didn't even remember that you all serve food because it's the night of costumes and people getting crazy out there. And, you know, from the very first time I walked in for the first one, I guess, what, 8 or 9 years ago when we first moved here. And we looked around, and Linda, that first time she'd been to one, she goes, oh, my gosh, we're in Hollywood.
Yes.
You know, and and then since then, I mean, every year, I mean, it's just more and more and bigger and bigger. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, KCNR 1460. It's a quarter to 8 in the morning. We're going to have the Sheriff, Tom Basenko, will be in with us at 8 o'clock to talk about a lot of new things that are happening and things that are happening in our area. We'll be right back.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
400-pound bears, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot Super Zip Line, Laser Tag, Man Submersible Water Rocket, Jetivators, Splash Dogs, Kids Crown Fishing Pond, Rock Climbing Wall, Fast Spin. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the all-new NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, March 4th, 5th, and 6th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Once a year only, show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife, art, camping, RV accessories, and more. March 4th through 6th.
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is hosting a community-wide free event on Friday, March 4th at Redding Christian Fellowship Church from 6 to 8:30. Join us for a beautiful evening of worship, presentations from our team, client stories, an open mic for Q&A, as well as a call to action. If you have a heart for celebrating life in our community, we'd love for you to partner with us at this event. Please RSVP at carenetnorcal.org/upcomingevents. Call 530-246-7075.
Down the drum began to swing. You should have heard him lock.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward here, and Maria Orozco. And we're enjoying this Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, veteran-owned business located, of course, at 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's. Any type of coffee you could possibly want there at really great prices. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Open 7 days a week, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm sitting here with Gary Hayward, who is the president of Redco, and kind of also the general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino, but he's kind of like transitioning over. He's my co-host. So we've invited Maria Orozco, surprise, that... for Redding Rancheria Community Fund dinner, which of course is they do serve food there.
We do.
In between
really
courses
good
of,
food.
Of in between courses of wine.
Yeah, a lot of wine.
Lots of wine.
Yes.
Okay, now every year you start this thing off with this big dance.
Yes.
Is it going to happen again?
It is. I have to run to practice right after this.
So, all right. Is Gary in this?
He is not this
no.
year. We invited.
No. I retired from the
yeah,
dancing.
He did.
I'm
going
to
tell him it was a war injury in the Air Force. You know,
I'm going to put all my energy into co-emceeing with,
yes.
with Carl, so that's
going
to be
what?
Fun.
Thank you a lot. Yeah, they've asked me to co-emcee with Gary.
Yes.
And y'all, if nothing else, is the place sold out already?
Yes.
Okay.
Literally to the seat.
Okay.
52 tables in that place.
Wow.
Yeah, 500 people.
You know, the last three things now I've gone to there have sold out.
Yes.
I mean the that one from Millie and Kathy. Thank you all, by the way.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, that thing sold out totally. I mean, people were coming in, couldn't get seats, were still coming in and donating. And then the CVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council. Thank you. And you know what? That was so well done by your guys. But that thing was sold out. And so, of course, this one. And then you get to see all these people dressed in these strange costumes.
Villains
this year.
Sinister, wicked, and whatever they want.
That's right. Linda's coming as Hillary. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, she's coming. No, she's not. She's coming. That was just me saying that.
That's funny. I heard
Sorry.
Some Trumps are coming too.
Oh, I bet there's gonna be a bunch of Trumps. You know, there's your chance. There could be somebody coming in as Bernie. Feel the burn here.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay, but I know what I'm coming as, and
yep.
I know what Gary is. I'm not going to say anything
yes.
though. So. You know what? If you don't have tickets, I'm sorry, but you will probably, I almost guarantee you will see it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes after it happens.
Oh, yeah.
So,
or the
which,
second.
Yeah, we just can't wait to see what Maria's coming out as.
Yeah, our dance group is all women this year, and it's new people. So it's new faces, new executives from both sides, from
really?
Redding Rancheria and Wind River. So we're collaborating and... This year, we're just going to have fun with it.
And we got some new young native faces on
yeah.
the group this year that I didn't think would ever do it. And they're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a few of the girls, and some of them that are super shy normally, I couldn't believe they decided to do it. And they're liking it.
Are they in costume?
Yes.
That really helps. See, it really helps when you're in costume and you're playing a part here. That,
yeah.
You know, a lot of I think, people that are on the stage are shy. Yeah, but once they get into character and they get into that, they're out there.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
yeah. And... We're in full on. I mean, we have the ladies from MAC. We have Amanda Fader. And we have Melissa, who blings us all up. So, I mean, we have a glam squad, is what they call each other now. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Brandy Jones, because she's the one that makes that
Brandy
presentation
mm-hmm.
really go.
Brandy.
All the events. She's the
Yeah, she's the event coordinator. And I tell you what, she's really been supportive of, you know, Linda being out there. Of course, Linda sings on the... Well, in fact, she's going to be next Thursday.
Yes.
Out there.
Already. First part of March.
Yeah, already. And so she'll be there Thursday night. But Brandy's kind of that glue that, you know, she's one to kind of go to. And because she's holding it all together.
Yeah, she will make sure everything is perfect. You may have thought that you had it all. What about, oh, yes, oh, my gosh, thank goodness for, you know, your expertise and your longevity of here and that you know us so well.
Yeah, and that you're here and she knows where everything is and what it should be. You need somebody there always in an organization that's the history of the organization that knows. Even if it's not written down, they remember, oh, well, you know what, we went to this guy and he had this stuff.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay, so Redco, of course, is the on the economic side of it and development side and... And that kicked off
It's almost 20 years now. Redco's been
but now it's, but it's really kind of starting to
For about 10 years, it was really rocking, and then the original president had went on his own and did his own thing, and we were kind of hit and miss for a few years, and then the last couple of years, we put a restructure together, and I stepped into the role a year ago, and we're getting everything on track and moving forward, and there's a lot of really awesome opportunities out there. You know, right now, we've got the Golf Course Corporation, Hotel Corporation, Minimar Corporation, Construction Corporation, Utility Corporation, and we're working on real estate's going to be a focus, and energy. So we're looking at, there's a lot of different energy things out there right now that that could benefit the community and be a viable venture for the tribe.
You probably all need your own radio station.
Mm-hmm. I've been saying that for years.
Hey, Carl, we're open for this show. And we're not really closed to anything. So any opportunities that come available, we're looking at. And,
okay. When you talk about that, you know, and again, it's you all are one of the major factors in the economy around here. And the way that you're doing it is you're just like that. You're looking at, you're open to everything, and you look at everything.
I think you have to be.
You have to.
You know, you never know what's going to come out of that.
Well, I was walking around with this other guy about my age, you know, that Vietnam era kind of guys. And he's talking about these things he's going to do. And I was talking about things that I wanted to do. And we looked at each other and we said, what is it about people today, younger people in most cases? Oh, there's no chance for us to do anything.
Oh.
You know, oh, gosh, what are we, you know, there's no opportunity up here in Redding or in Northern California. And we are looking at each other and we're laughing because there's great opportunity up here.
Oh, yeah.
There's, extraordinary opportunity. Maybe it's not in the huge companies, but there are so many things going on out there.
There really is.
And you just have to kind of look around and make it happen.
Right.
So.
And I've seen that, too. You know, I have a couple of young kids in their early 20s, and that's the one thing that I would get bummed out about is hearing some of that. And for me, I don't let them use that as an excuse, but it's kind of the norm sometimes. It's like, you know, you gotta put some effort out there to find things and make things happen for you. They don't just happen. You know, but I think sometimes that's become the mentality.
Well, you know, you talk about this millennial generation, and I talked to the and Maria's over there shaking her head or nodding up and down. When I talked to like the Highway Patrol and other places, when they're talking to the millennial generation, it used to be people go, okay, protect and serve, or you know, now it's what's in it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you find that? I mean, because y'all are always hiring and expanding.
Definitely, and that's something that we've had to change. How we do hiring and how we train, because that's what we're
really
dealing with. Yeah.
So how do you deal with
well,
that?
The way we deal with it is we have a set of values and principles and a vision and a mission. And so we make sure that is something they understand right off the get go. When you walk through those front doors, honesty, integrity, trust, respect, and teamwork are essential. And those are our values. We understand you're raised with different values. That's okay. Keep your values. But when you walk through those doors, those better be what are applied, and our principles, and we have a vision and a mission, and that's what it's about. And when you come to work for us, and if you don't want to do that, that's okay. But that's what you're going to do when you come to work for us.
Either you embrace this wholeheartedly, or, you know, no hard feelings, but you can go someplace else.
And
you
I tell every new person, you can go someplace else. And I tell every new person, if you follow those, you can't go wrong. I mean, how can you go wrong with honesty, integrity, trust, respect, and teamwork? How can you go wrong? You know, I tell them that.
And it's from the top down. So it's not like, oh, yeah, that's right here in this group. But when you get up through the, you know, the executive suite, it's different. No, it's not. It's from the top down, and you can expect then everybody to do that. Well, you know what? There I guess, is the way. I guess if, Maria, if people understand here's the rules, here's our goals, here's our principles and values, and everything should just fly.
And then
we're up front about it.
The one thing that they can bring in is their new innovation and initiative, because they are the smart ones on tech. They can, instead of looking at websites, looking at all this, boom, and I got it right here. I got your answers right here. And that's how they were raised. So we need to just work together and go. I mean, what visions and innovation does millennials have?
Yeah. And and sometimes for us, especially, you know, when the generation that I'm at, sometimes it's difficult to grasp those.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because so many things are moving so fast that you've got to be able to be open to all that. And that's the other part that's great about you all and your innovation part, is that you are open to that. And now, okay, yeah, there's nothing off the table. Oh, all of a sudden there's something you wouldn't do? There's nothing off the table, you know, that we're not willing to look at seriously.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's true.
All right. So it's going to be a great time.
Yes.
Week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah, you know, we're going to, of course, we don't need to get into makeup. We're both pumped up really good the way we are. Well, one of us is pumped up more, but Gary, maybe you could work on it a little bit, you know, so I don't put you to shame out there, you know. So
we're going to have fun.
Looking a little small here.
We're going to have fun.
We are. Okay, thanks, Maria. Thank you so much. And, of course, Gary's going to be with me. We've got Sheriff Tom Basenko will be coming on right at 8 o'clock. And there's a lot of things. The governor just had his initiative taken off the table. Yeah, because maybe perhaps it was written wrong. Well, we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back. 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 26th of February.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. economy slowdown in the final 3 months of 2015, as it turns out, was not quite as extreme as first thought.
The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 1% in the fourth quarter. That's an upgrade from the first estimate of 0.7%. However, it's only half the 2% growth posted in the third quarter. The revision was due to a less severe downturn in business stockpiling than the government's first estimate. That helped offset slightly weaker consumer spending.
As correspondent Jeremy House, despite global weakness and financial market turbulence, economists still believe the economy is poised to accelerate this quarter. Investigators continue their efforts to piece together the puzzle of a gunman who stormed the factory where he worked, killing 3 people and wounding 14 others before being shot dead by a police officer. Officials in Heston, Kansas, say the shooter, armed with what they call an assault-style weapon, drove through the south-central Kansas town, taking shots at people before attacking the factory. The GOP candidates firing some verbal shots at each other today after their last debate last night before the Super Tuesday primaries, hoping to tarnish the GOP frontrunner status. Senator Marco Rubio telling CBS's This Morning,
Donald Trump is a con artist.
Trump, meanwhile, insisting he is winning the Latino vote despite the results of recent surveys. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Confronted at the latest debate about public opinion polls showing Hispanics with a negative impression of Trump, the billionaire businessman rejected the findings.
I will do really well with Hispanics. I will do better than anybody on the stage.
And he went on to say his campaign is helping the GOP expand.
New people are coming into the Republican Party.
However, Trump's immigration stance came under repeated attack by his presidential rivals.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston on Wall Street right now, the Dow holding on to about a 50-point gain, and oil prices right now up 77 cents a barrel in international trading. More of these stories from townhall.com.
We have an important choice to make. We must pick a candidate for president with the experience to replace Justice Scalia and defend the Constitution.
Justice Scalia was a legal giant. He was somebody that I knew for 20 years. He was a brilliant man. He was faithful to the Constitution. He changed the arc of American legal history.
Ted Cruz is the only candidate who has defended life, liberty, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment in court and won. He's the only one we can trust to choose our next Supreme Court justice.
It is a time for truth. It is a time for liberty. It is a time to reclaim the Constitution of the United States.
Ted Cruz, the conservative you can trust. Paid for by Keep the Promise One and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. KeepThePromiseOne.com. Keep the Promise One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
House Republicans have scrapped a plan to privatize the nation's air traffic control system.
GOP leaders dropped the controversial provision from an FAA reauthorization bill after critics argued it could cripple the nation's air traffic control system for years to come. The House now plans to take up a temporary FAA funding bill without this measure included.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, a Massachusetts school superintendent who entered a student's home during a residency check and rummaged through her belongings, is out of a job. After a meeting last night, the Mashpee School Committee and Superintendent Brian Hyde announced that they had agreed to end their employment relationship. Prosecutors say that Hyde went to the home without permission and went through a 17-year-old girl's belongings while trying to determine whether she really lived at that residence. The judge acquitted him of misdemeanor trespassing, saying he could not be convicted because he was not expressly barred from the home. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Another launch delay for SpaceX.
The rocket maker was all set to launch a commercial broadcasting satellite Thursday night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. But with just 1 minute, 40 seconds remaining in the countdown, flight controllers called for an abort. The decision came as liquid oxygen was flowing into the unmanned Falcon 9 rocket. There was no immediate word on when SpaceX might try again. Wednesday's attempt was also a no-go. SpaceX is still trying to recover from a launch accident last summer. Once liftoff occurs, the company will try to land the discarded first-stage booster on a barge offshore. Keith Peters reporting.
Apple is asking a federal magistrate to reverse her order that the company must help the FBI hack into a locked iPhone, the one used by one of the Muslim terrorists in the San Bernardino shooting last year. Apple accuses the federal government of seeking what it calls dangerous power through the courts and of trampling on its constitutional rights. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Of course, Linda is not here. She's on a sabbatical down to Sacramento, but I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is from my buddy over from Wind River and the president of Redco, but also the general manager. And so, but mainly president.
Yes.
Yeah, president and general manager of the Wind River, of course, of the casino and resort over there. And we've been here this first, you know, the morning here discussing everything from pets to sports to what's happening, of course, next Saturday, which is big. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. What's the weather look like today, Jared? Okay, the weather looks like it's 47 degrees right now, going up to 68 today with some chance of rain this afternoon and this evening. A little bit of rain tomorrow, starting to clear up. Next week, I think we're going to have, this is going to be like showers, but next week we have a chance for really good rain.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and this weekend is going to be kind of a little bit cloudy and but in the high 60s, low 70s. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Okay, let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan. What's the market look like?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green this morning after a positive report on GDP. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 50 points at 16,747. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 1959. And the NASDAQ is positive 24 points at 4,606. Active stocks this morning, Sun Edison up 70 cents, trading at $2.44 per share. JCPenney up 97 cents at $9.32. Bank of America positive 42 cents at $12.74. For local stocks of interest, UPS up 51 cents at $98.23. FedEx up $2.08, trading at $138.06. Bank of Commerce down 2 pennies at $5.96. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.76%. And for commodities, gold is down $8.50 an ounce at $12.30. Silver off 33 cents at $14.90. Crude oil up 58 cents, trading at $33 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Susan was on earlier this week talking about planning. And, it's a new year for, investments and
yes. Your
own planning, 501s or 401s or 533s and, things yes. I don't know about. That's why Susan is helping Linda and I. Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, we're here, of course, with Gary Hayward and Sheriff Tom Vasenko. Came in his imposing self here. He's armed. We're not.
Oh, so. I know you are.
Yeah. Come to think of it.
Yeah. Nice try.
Nice try, but I can't just be blatant about it.
I've got to
be like surreptitious, Gary just says, come on, bring it. I'm getting older. I have to bring it. I bring a gun to a fight. I bring a gun to any kind of fight. It's a fist fight, I bring a gun. It's a knife fight, I bring a gun. If it's a gunfight, I bring a bigger gun. I've been friends with guns.
Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Yes. There you go, buddy. Yes. Okay, Sheriff Tom Vasenko, of course, is here with us. And Brown's Initiative?
Yes. In fact, that's on my list. You saw me writing.
I saw you writing
stuff down there.
Feverishly.
Yes, a lot of stuff.
You want to start there?
Yeah. Governor Brown is proposing an initiative to, once again, release more people from prison. His initiative would release at least several thousand from prison, and then it would also change the sentencing laws. Currently under California, we have a determinate sentencing law in which judges have to look at low, medium, and high sentences. Under indeterminate sentencing, which used to be back in the 70s, they would have kind of a sliding scale where they could pick wherever they wanted to. And so it was, depending on the judge you got, you could either have low or you could have really high. And the determinate sentencing put in guidelines for them to stay within, kind of stay within the lines. So that would change it, and that would mean less people going to prison. And Governor Brown met with the sheriff, so I was there, and he was very upfront that said, he's doing this to try and correct some things that he felt that he made a mistake in when he was our governor the first time. He signed into law the determinate sentencing, which has been good. But his big emphasis push is to release more people from prison to get out from underneath the federal three-judge panel that the prison system is under. We don't need more people released from prison. Many of us sheriffs, we pushed back pretty hard on the governor in our 2.5-hour discussion, but he stuck to his guns, no pun intended, he wants to move forward with it. Big decision yesterday. The court, the California District Attorneys Association, took it to court and said, "Hey, Governor, we think that you made some last-minute changes before it was supposed to go before the Attorney General. The Attorney General was going to allow it to go forward to get signatures, and it didn't have a 30-day public comment period." The court agreed with the District Attorneys Association and said that basically the Attorney General overstepped her boundaries and it wasn't proper, gave a pretty hard slap to the Attorney General. And so now the governor's appealing it to the California Supreme Court for a quick remedy so they can start gathering signatures, because they have to gather probably somewhere around 700,000 signatures to get over 350,000 approved to make the June ballot.
Well, but this is a time thing. I mean, it's either within 30 days or not within 30 days,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right. Right. And that's basically what the court was looking at. So well, I think the court made a good decision. We'll see how the Cal Supremes look at it.
Well, California Supreme Court, I wonder how they can turn that around and say, well, you know, he meant to do it.
Right. Who knows? But it was in the 11th hour that he made these changes.
Kamala Harris running for United States Senator.
Right. Right. So
another
we'll
friend
see.
Of the North State.
They're going to be very hard-pressed. The most one of the initiatives is gathering signatures right now, and they are averaging about 45,000 signatures a day. So if you even took that and spaced it out before they have to be turned in March, even then they may not be able to make, the governor may not be able to make the amount of signatures that are needed, just due to the sheer number you have to gather.
Oh. Well, so you know what? This is just another way of putting more people out in the street, right?
Right, and what types of crimes are these people? Can you give a roundabout?
Well, it's going to be remember that AB 109 released a lot of the lower level offenders.
Right,
all the lower level offenders. Mm-hmm. So those were released. Now they're looking at second strikers.
Prop 47. What did they?
Prop 47 released even more from prison. They reduced a bunch of felonies to misdemeanors, mainly drug and property crimes. But you could have violent crime in your background. It's what you were doing time in at the.
You could have been in there for saying breaking into five houses, so they put you in there for 5, 6, 7 years. But you the one before that was you had beat somebody half
right.
to death.
Right. Yeah, you could have a very violent background, but you were doing time for burglary.
Right. And toss you out.
So and then Prop 47 released more. So now they're down to people that are there that have longer sentences and have second strikers and have longer violent backgrounds. And that's we're opposed to it. That's what we have the laws for, to protect society. And some people flat out belong in prison.
Here's somebody from our chat room. My son had an intruder break into his house last night, woke him up when he walked into the bedroom. My son keeps a loaded shotgun handy. He took walked the burglar out into the yard and made him stay there until the RPD came.
Good. I mean,
that's awesome.
That was very fortunate because that was what we refer to as a cat burglar. Those burglars can become very dangerous because, then again, if they're surprised, sometimes they'll become violent. Oftentimes when they're becoming a cat burglar, they move into to sexual assault crimes against most of the time against women.
Crime of opportunity.
Right.
There. Yeah.
So very good that he was armed and was able to protect himself and then hold the person there till the authorities arrived.
Right.
You recall several years ago.
It's better than having to clean your rug.
I want to say like 5 years ago where the senior citizen, elderly lady, person was breaking into her home.
First of all, let's go back and revisit what you just said, Tom.
A senior citizen?
When you said elderly, okay? Because I remember how old she was.
How old was she?
She was 66.
Oh, okay. I thought she was older.
No. If this is the one where the guy was trying to break through
right,
her front door.
Right.
Oh, I remember
Let's just watch the senior citizen elderly crap. You know, or I would challenge you to a race around the block, okay? All right.
We can have a duel.
Have a duel. All right.
But she was armed.
She was armed.
Fortunate.
Yes.
She gave every opportunity for that person to leave. She fired a warning shot. He came back, was breaking in, coming through the window when she had to. It was forced into lethal force. And if she had not been armed, who knows what would have happened. But we all know that it was bad.
Yeah, the guy was released had been released not too long before from the jail. You know, it was one of those guys. And then and had a long record, been breaking into different places that night.
Right.
Trying to break in this lady's home, and luckily she was able to protect herself.
So I'll probably get your blood boiling here again here shortly. When we come up on the break, we got more gun initiatives coming up, and where there's over 2,000 bills that was proposed. So we're coming up on a break.
2,000. All right, we're going to take a quick break here after talking about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Okay, at 2539 Larkspur. No, I just had to bring this in. I flipped over to get to him right now. Whether it's a long gun or a pistol, he's got it all. He's got ammo. He's got everything you could possibly want. Shooting accessories, reloading equipment, optics. He has it all. They have trained gunsmiths there that are just do super work on all the guns that come in there. Customer service. He truly believes in customer service, John Bastiani. This is why he's been such a great success. Locally owned, locally operated, and they give veterans great discounts at Bastiani Arms. That's where I buy my guns. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give him a call, 222-8222, opened Tuesday through Saturday. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. Gary Hayward is my co-host, and we're going to get into gun laws as soon as we get back here.
Awesome.
Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Heeman. Here, it's Friday on the 26th of February. You know what? I'm looking at a hippie outside my door here. You know, I used to recognize him. He was a gunnery sergeant by the name of Bill Filan. But you know what? As much hair as this man has on his head, I'm thinking maybe it's his son. Because the hair is so long, I mean, it could blow in the breeze. It's so long. Here.
I've never seen it this long.
I think there's something. I can't believe he hasn't gotten a haircut. So anyway, and now he's handing things to us and silently. Our guest, of course, is Sheriff Tom Basinko. And somebody asked, "Whatever happened to that guy? Where did that guy come from that did the shooting?" But it's been so long. But I do remember it was like the third time he had been arrested that night, or he had been arrested twice.
Had a criminal background.
Yeah, and he'd been arrested twice, but it was right at the height of the AB-109 mm-hmm. by guns, and so there was, I mean, literally no room in the.
And if I believe, also he was under the influence of drugs as well.
Went in there with meth and all that kind of stuff. Okay, now you said we're talking about some more of these gun laws that are coming up, and
right.
Newsom's.
Newsom's gun initiative. Lieutenant Governor.
Gosh, I mean, this is communism.
He is, of course, running for governor, but he has an initiative, so that means the voters, if it gets approved, he's out gathering signatures statewide, although I've never seen a petition here in Shasta County, can't imagine why, to put this initiative before the voters. And what it is a bunch of failed gun legislation that he wants to bring together and put before the voters. And that would include banning all large capacity magazines. So any magazine for a firearm
over ten rounds
now, this would be banned.
These are ones now you can have. Like I have several from my.
But you're grandfathered in.
Yeah, I was grandfathered in from my military days and this. But what that would mean is I would have to take them and give them, not sell them, destroy them,
move them out of state,
or move them.
They would all be banned, you'd not be compensated for them.
Right.
And so that would include everything for your Mini 14, your Ruger 10/22, your Glocks.
M1A1.
The list goes on and on and on. Any capacity, any magazine that has 10 rounds or more to it.
Over 10 rounds.
That is a box magazine, can be detached.
That can be detached.
And right now, those magazines are banned in California. But you're allowed to have what they call pre-ban magazines. This initiative, if approved, would ban those. It would also...
Well, let's ask a question about that, though, Tom. How many crimes are committed by people that are armed with a assault-type rifle?
I think it's like less
than 4%.
It might even be under 1%. That fall into that realm.
But you get the
most criminals use handguns.
Right, but you get in that high profile, the San Bernardino shooting by those people. And they came in there.
Now remember, those guns too were purchased lawfully, then illegally sold or given, which means it's a straw purchase.
Right.
Then one of them was altered to remove what they call a bullet button and had a standard magazine release. So those, again, went into criminal activity to use that, of illegal activity. Criminals do not abide by the law. That's their very culture.
That's right.
Right.
So the Newsom initiative would also ban internet sales of ammunition and sales of ammunition out of state. So that means if you can't go to Oregon or Reno, buy ammunition and bring it back into California. You would also be prohibited in giving or transferring ammunition to anyone. So, Carl, you and I go hunting, and you forget your ammunition. You go, hey, I was in a big hurry, and I forgot my shotgun shells. We're going bird hunting. Hey, no problem, Carl. I got a few extra boxes. It would be illegal for me to give you ammunition to go hunting with under the initiative if it gets approved.
Okay, wow. Now here's the worst part about this. So Gary and I are out shooting, and Gary says, hey, I ran out of ammo. So, you know what? Of course, I'm gonna give Gary ammo, or I run out and Gary gives it to me. We're right. Doing that, you know. Right. We're friends. We go out, we go out shooting all this. Here's the thing: is we just became lawbreakers.
That's correct.
Became lawbreakers.
Or we have some great youth hunter safety courses. Maybe the parent buys the wrong type of ammunition.
Right.
Forgets the ammunition. Maybe the child can't afford it, or the parent can't afford the ammunition. These gun safety, hunter safety courses are great. They're very good instructors. It would be illegal for them to give the child ammunition for the hunter safety course under the law.
One of these things that we do, I'm involved in the Wild Turkey Hunting Federation.
Right, you take people out.
Hunting with the children, hunting with kids. So what you're saying is we go out there that day. Of course, we're going to check before we go. Oh, do you have your ammo? Oh, you know.
I forgot it. That happens with kids.
So I've got it I've got the ammo for them. I could, by this law.
Could not.
I would be a lawbreaker.
That's
and
right.
This is one of the things we try to teach kids, is the right way of doing things, mm-hmm. so that they honor, they honor the environment and the animals they're hunting and all this. So I'm just broke the law by giving him ammo.
It would require two.
It is only
impacting law-abiding citizens, not the criminals.
Right.
The criminals
don't
follow the law.
Do you think the cholos are not going to hand each other magazines?
Right. The for ammunition, too, it puts huge restrictions on ammunition dealers. It has to be – they have to get have some new licensing. But even worse, if you're going to purchase ammunition, now you have to get a ammunition purchasing permit. That's
wow.
Permit equals money, cost for the permit. I've heard somewhere around $50 for the permit. It'll take days for it to process it. You have to go through a background check to get the permit to purchase ammunition.
Just like you would for a
you
for
have
a weapon.
To gun ammunition dealers has okay. to have a basically a registry, a log in which you would have to log in your name, what you're purchasing, and then
and the amounts and the amounts right.
the amounts that you're purchasing. And wow. also you have to leave your home address, and they want to follow up on that to say, why is Carl buying this certain brand of ammunition when he does not have that type of weapon registered to him? So that it is...
Well, automatic weapons use a lot of ammo, Tom.
That's right. So.
All that does is create things that law enforcement... It just shouldn't have to deal with. They've got enough stuff.
Are we going to now be the ammo
all,
police?
Right. Not,
the DA, well, the DA's association out of Los Angeles, is already opposing this.
This thing is this. I'm sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
No. It's just it's crazy. I mean, we talk about how everybody has issues because we don't have enough law enforcement here and there, and then they create these laws that are going to take them away from the important things that you guys are trying to take care of on a daily basis.
It would also require if your gun is lost or stolen, you have to report it within 5 days, or else you become a criminal for not reporting it.
Let me just say this. This thing that Gavin Newsom's doing is such a burden to law-abiding citizens because of their abject hatred of guns.
Remember, he was the mayor of San Francisco.
Right. Gavin Newsom was on the Bill Mayer show. Now, Bill Mayer, at the very best, is a liberal. I mean, at the very least, he's liberal. I mean, you could say he's way over the top there. He's not afraid to take things on. He asked Gavin Newsom, because Gavin Newsom was talking about anti-gun. He said, "Well, those people in this is after San Bernardino. Wouldn't it have been?" Better if somebody in San Bernardino had been armed, carrying a CCW. And Newsom said, no, it wouldn't be. And Mayor looks at him, Bill Maher, looks at him and goes, so it's better to sit there and be shot and not be armed? And Newsom couldn't answer it. That's what he believes.
He believes
that it's better to be sitting in a place where somebody walks in and starts killing people and not being armed.
I don't know if it was on that show or another one, but he has come out and publicly said it's better off to be unarmed and be shot than to defend
yourself. That was that same show. That was the same show.
Flying all over the news.
But this is what this man believes. And so what he's doing is he's making it so hard for people to exercise their rights under the Constitution. So he can't get the guns. Not yet. But he can go after your ammo. So, it doesn't say anything about ammo, but I would hope that the next Supreme Court justice has this next Supreme Court justice is so important.
So he's gathering signatures for that now, yeah. And of course, haven't seen it here in the rural counties, but he's gathering signatures on our campuses, UCLA, USC, in the areas of San Francisco, the strongholds of liberals. And trying to get the
is it illegal citizens. to take those petitions and rip them up and throw them on the ground?
Yeah, probably would not be good. That would probably be illegal.
and set the person up.
Okay. And so they have to collect, again, around 750,000 names to get about 350,000.
No. I'm the Joker. So I'm the Joker. I can do this.
That is bad initiative already.
Wow.
An overwhelming majority of individual sheriffs statewide oppose the initiative.
Of course they do.
Yeah. About 81% are opposing it. And then as our association, we're voting on that currently as well for the California
Only
State
81?
Sheriff. Well, remember, too, you have San Francisco in there. There's some other areas of sheriffs, and it's an individual, so they represent their constituency. So
if it passes, which I hope it doesn't, but it would turn
hundreds of thousands of legal gun owners into
criminals,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Which is the idea is that they may not. Sheriff Tom Basinko is not going to go out and check on this. Neither will I'm almost positive. Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, they're not too excited, about going out and looking at this. But what it does is, if somebody does something, they can start adding things on.
If you recall.
Right.
If you recall a while back, the city of Los Angeles enacted an ordinance banning large capacity magazines within the city. Myself and 29 other sheriffs are challenging that. And during the first 2 or 3 weeks, I don't know what the most recent count is. Guess how many magazines you were supposed to turn them in or transfer them, destroy them. Guess how many magazines were turned in to the city of Los Angeles?
5.
0 within the first couple of weeks. 0. It's ineffective. The gang members weren't lined up turning in their large capacity magazines.
Now you see the Crips, the Bloods, MG-13. They're all lined up there with their AKs. Heard me? Oh, hey guys, you're right. It's against the law.
So that lawsuit is moving forward against the city of Los Angeles. We're taking that on because there was also no law enforcement exemption. So if one of my folks or a CCW folks were traveling into or through the city of Los Angeles and they had an LCM, that would also put them in violation.
Wow.
Okay, we got to take a break here at 7:32 in the morning. Just to remind everybody, Linda's going to be singing next Thursday at Elements Lounge out of Green River. And you can have a great time. And you have that Romance on the River menu, steak and lobster for $21.99.
Wow. Great deal.
It is a super deal, and nobody has not liked that dinner. Make reservations, though, 243-3377. It gets crowded in there. But it's a great time. It's like, it's as close as you're going to get to a great lounge act in Vegas. Is right there during this at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko, Gary Hayward, and myself right after these messages.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me.
There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show. This March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and, of course, reloading supplies. The Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bott and Gary Hayward here on this Friday, the 26th of February, and it's going to go up to 46 degrees today. I'm sorry, to 68 today. We're going to get some rain tonight. It's 49 degrees right now. Going to get a little rain tonight, probably a little rain tomorrow. It's going to kind of start clearing up, being sunny, staying around 68, 70. Next week, however, looks like probably by next Tuesday or Wednesday, we might get a real rain. Right now, we are 73 feet from the top.
That's good. We still need more.
Yeah, we need more. We're 73 feet from the top, but a lot of that runoff is starting with the snowpack and all this, and it's going up a foot, foot and a half a day. I mean, coming in, but because it's that cone shape, it takes a lot more than it used to get it full. But they're already taking, by the way, taking reservations out at Holiday Harbor. Wow. So that's great. I saw him the other day. I saw Kevin the other day, and you know, that's super when they do that. Hey, I'm going to give a shout-out. We were talking about caring for people. I'm just going to say that, and this is what the police also do, and Sheriff, I know you get into this too. Dr. Trudy Pratt has a patient that she hadn't heard from in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem 3 days doesn't seem a lot, but they had missed an appointment, and they never miss an appointment. So she called, couldn't get a hold of them, called, and knowing that the woman lived by herself in this. So after a day, she called the police. And I guess they do the same thing with the sheriff.
We do. We call it a welfare check.
Welfare check.
To check on a person's welfare.
Right. Well, that's awesome. The police went out there, and they couldn't hear anything inside the house and knocked on the door except a cat. And I'm thinking the cat probably's not eating her. But they couldn't see in the garage. But they came out to make an effort on this, just like you all do. And it's nice to know that, one, there's people out there that think of this. By the way, the lady calls later on that day, and she's been out of town. And wanted to know why the house is surrounded by SWAT. But, no, I'm just kidding about the SWAT. But I just wanted to say that it's people, you know, when you hear things like this, Dr. Pratt didn't need to get involved. She could have just ignored it. But
she's a caring person.
She's a caring person. And it's the kind of what we talk about, Wind River and all the people, the sheriff's department, all this. You care about what's going on with our community.
It
just is kind of indicative of it
And we do a lot of those checks as well. Yeah. Sometimes the fire department gets called to them. Our volunteers, we initiated a program quite some years ago called YANA, You Are Not Alone, and some of our citizen volunteers go and check on people that are homebound. Maybe they want to check on their, see if they have propane during the wintertime if they're in mountain areas. They work on working with local food banks on people that might be financially down and out and may not be able to have their food together. Or, again, maybe they're a person on a fixed income that doesn't have a lot of money to buy food. And so they check on them as well. But that's good that we have a caring community and people to go out and
I just wanted to give a shout out to her for that because, you know what, that's
awesome.
That is awesome.
And I didn't know that they did. I don't think a lot of people know the sheriff's responded to that.
Right. And the chief.
Fantastic.
And you know the thing about it is that, you know, as busy as they are.
Right.
They got there in a reasonable bit of time. I mean, you could say, oh, it'll probably take them hours. But they got there in a reasonable bit of time. It wasn't like the, you know, emergency, but they came swinging through. And then they hung around there, you know, waiting for her to try and get a hold of some people, too, on it. So, anyway, shout out.
Cool.
Okay, now, okay, let's go on back. More laws here. Now, you know, Jarhead, who's in here, and, of course, we got Scarface and Jarhead and doctors. Jarhead wanted to make sure that he got his ration of ammo, but I don't think he can do that. He's a two-time felon. Here, and I'm not sure you can even hold. You can't. In fact, you shouldn't even look at a picture of a gun, Jarhead.
Just about, yeah.
All right, okay.
But in all seriousness, for a felon or a prohibited person, makes it illegal for them to even have live ammunition. But there's some new legislation in the state legislature.
Okay.
AB Assembly Bill 1663 would redefine the definition of an assault weapon as to any center fire semi-automatic gun, rifle, that has a detachable magazine. So that would include your Ruger Mini 14, your M1 carbine, which is a collector's item, your M1A, a Remington Model 7 or 742 or 7...
It's a semi-automatic. It held 5 rounds, but it's a detachable magazine.
Right.
It's a hunting rifle.
Right.
They've been making them for 100 years.
Yep.
That one, it doesn't have a hand grip. It doesn't a pistol grip. It doesn't have any of that stuff. But now, if it's a detachable magazine.
Yeah, so Ruger Ranch rifle.
It becomes an assault weapon.
Now, what's the impact of that? Well, you'd have to register it again as assault weapons. Jeez. And then it would also restrict the future sales because you can't sell assault weapons in California now. Only law enforcement, we can buy them. While you're active law enforcement. So that would restrict more sales of firearms in there. It would also, we got a person on the phone, I think, and Kay.
Good morning, Kay. Sorry, I didn't see that your name was there.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm the one who's here.
Okay.
I'm no longer AWOL.
I wasn't going to mention your name. But
that's okay.
You were just on a trip.
Yeah, I had checked in before I left, but the person that I checked in with didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
So, but it's good to know that. I mean, that's the way Reading is. I mean, people are caring.
Yeah. And well, we're glad that you're okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to just put in the word the motel that's next to Denny's on East Cypress.
Right.
Is now a Red Lion Suite.
Yes.
Oh. And it was terrible, and it got so that it really wasn't safe for people to go to Denny's, especially at night. And I mean, I stopped going there pretty much. And they're all real happy that it's changed, and the people that work at the motel are glad that it's changed. But they were just stuffing people into those motel rooms. You know, and they come in and I don't know if they even had enough beds for everybody. You know, they just take their money and stuff them in. And we were I talked to one of these guys, and he was trying to improve his life. And I don't know if he was looking for excuses or not, but I think part of it's true. I mean, there's different types of criminals and different, you know, and they do different things. And none of their stuff was safe. Their lives weren't even safe because they were in with all these people that, you know, were not good people. So I'm glad that they stopped that. I don't think that's a good idea, and I was always afraid that some little family driving through would stop there.
Right.
And something would happen, and I don't think anything did.
Well, I'll give a shout-out to the Reading Police Chief, Rob Paletti.
Right.
Great guy, and then he's reinitiated the Neighborhood Policing Unit. And they're out going and holding these, into some degrees, slum hotels, hotels with a high amount of calls for service with druggies and problems.
Right.
They're going there and working with the owners, arresting people, getting code enforcement out there and trying to get these ones improved.
And one of the problem hotels, I guess, is set for demolition during the near future.
I just saw that people were talking about.
The Hilltop Lodge.
Yeah. Right.
There it goes. Good.
Well, and I think it takes everybody working together. I know it's the Reading Police and Chief Paletti's jurisdiction. But, you know, if you had a different attitude, it would make a difference, too. So, I mean, I think everybody working together the
That's
way
correct.
They are is good. Because I've been in places where... Well, usually it's the chief of police that's liberal and the sheriff is conservative. And it's really hard to get good enforcement when they're not in sync. So thank you so much and have a great day.
You
great. Hey,
Kay, we're glad that you're here, Kay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, Kay makes a good point that here in the North State, here in Shasta County, we have a great collaborative effort with the public safety agencies between Anderson Police, Reading Police, California Highway Patrol, the Cal Fire, Reading Fire, all the others involve probation. We serve on task forces together with our staff, and we work very, very well together. And so that's why it's a great effort here in Shasta County. Some people come here, firefighters, maybe transfer in with CHP, and they haven't seen that level of collaboration in other places in California. So we're very fortunate here.
We are. You know, this gun issue takes me back to our earlier discussion this morning, Carl, about... Mm-hmm. People are tired of the establishment. You know, we're talking about some of the candidates and the debates that have been going on. And the politicians are so fragmented and away from what's really happening to the real guys out there, the law enforcement, the average guy on the street. And they need to get a little touch reality, and they wonder why Trump's leading the way. Well, part of it is right there. You know, they're detached. They're not.
They are detached. Right. You know, there's only 28% of the people in California call themselves Republicans, by the way. And now a lot of them are probably now, you know, declined to state because who wants to be associated with either party?
Right.
But as long as you and this is the hardest part, and I'm sure there'll be a phone call in like a minute. People south of Sacramento and on the coast have such a different viewpoint of life, it appears. Yeah. And as soon as you leave and go inland, say 20 miles, and all the way to the border and all the way north, they don't have the same viewpoint or even the same any idea how we live up here. Like putting a GPS on cars for mileage because they're not making enough money off the gas taxes.
Right.
You know what? And Brian Daly said it yesterday. He brought some of them up there. He lives in Bieber. To get to a place where you can fill a prescription is 50 miles.
So 100-mile round trip.
Yeah, 100-mile round trip. And yet they want to put a GPS on your car so they can, one, see how much you're driving, but two, I think then they always know where you are.
My staff was working with somebody who lives in Berkeley, but owns some property up in eastern Shasta County. And the guy was complaining that his neighbor was shooting guns on his own property, the neighbor's property, and carrying a gun around. And said, okay, there's no problem there. That's legal to do that. And he was, no, people should not own guns.
Here we go.
Yeah,
wow.
And so that got started. But that was his. He had no idea. Being from Berkeley,
this is America.
You can actually have a gun on your property and carry it and shoot it. But his belief was that should not. Well, refer back to the Constitution and the Second Amendment.
You can always go back to Berkeley. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business. And Jeff Wurst offers what nobody else can, a full guarantee from a chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages. Gary Hayward and myself and, of course, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
So if you want your freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You've got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, don't ever take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't ever take your gun. Taking your bill of rights away.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, February 27th at 10 a.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $230 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on February 27th.
Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining vouchers included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better at the River.
Poker is better at the River.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
400-pound bears, Dakota Fred of Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, man submersible water rocket, jet evaders, splash dogs, kids' crown fishing pond, rock climbing wall, fast spin. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the all-new NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, March 4th, 5th, and 6th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Once a year only, show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, RV accessories, and more. March 4th through 6.
You think today's your lucky day? Better think it through before it's too late. Listen close to what I say. Don't try and take my guns away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Don't try to take my guns
nice
away.
Nice bump music there.
It is, isn't it great? It's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 26th. Gary Hayward and my co-host today, and of course we have Sheriff Tom Basinkel, the sports show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Gary
yes,
was
it
just
is.
In there. Yeah. Yep. I mean, isn't it a cool place?
I
mean,
I love going there. Yeah.
I do. You know, DC and Tim and Logan there, they just, and, you know, the place, I'm telling them they're going to need to expand here.
And Logan's doing a good job. I tried him out. He's good.
You know what? He gave me mine. You know, my haircut this last time.
Nice.
I'm really happy with it. Nice. Like sitting in there with DC, because DC and I just you know, gossip.
You know, after you called Gunny a hippie, he's probably down there right now.
He better be. I mean, I saw him the other night, and I said, what's happened to your hair? I said, what are you trying to do? You know, anyway. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinkel. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, great place to go to, Ralph Athens Avenue. Sheriff Tom Basinkel, we've got like 8 minutes left.
So, a lot of gun laws. I'll cover them real quick, and then we'll segue into some other topics right. that I know everybody's concerned about. So they also want to a piece of legislation that you can only purchase one long gun a month. Right now, you're limited on purchasing one handgun a month. They want to transfer that to long guns, shotguns, rifles. Again, that's only going to That's only going to impact law-abiding citizens. They have some other legislation to do some studies. My advice is to people, if you want to be up on what's going on gun legislation, check the Gun Owners of California website and California Rifle Pistol Association website, and they have all their legislation for now the 20, 16 session, the 2015-2016 session, and they can have a little recap of the legislation and whether those groups are opposing it or not. But there's a lot to be aware of out there. We covered the Newsom initiative. In about a month, we're going to be moving our main offices. Right now, we're located on Court Street, right across the street from the courthouse at 1525 Court Street, and we're going to be moving across town to 300 Park Marina Plaza, which is kind of your, if you're going to go to the Movies 8, that's on the way there. It's a three-story building.
Okay.
It's right next to Northern Valley Catholic Social Services that used to be called the Twin Towers building.
We mentioned that yesterday, and somebody said they're kind of glad because they're not going to have to be down there with all the probationers that are coming in while you're trying to get a gun.
Correct. So it's undergoing some remodeling right now, and we'll be moving the week of March 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, and then hopefully getting open for business on limited basis on March 21st, which is a Monday, and then definitely on the 22nd, a Tuesday. Big move, all of our records and everything. And so please be patient, but it'll be a nice newer building, some little bit better parking there without trying to compete with all the stuff around the courthouse campus of courts and everything with that. Great, great new building there. So look forward to serving the public from that location. Also, we're still moving
forward. Is it true you have a fireplace in your office?
Then? I do not have a fireplace.
And a gym in there?
No gym. There's a gym nearby.
And a spa.
Yeah, there's no spa.
No spa. Sure. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, but it is a nice new building. It'll be great for my staff. Gives us a little bit more square footage and help us to better serve the public. A nice, better lobby with a pick-a-number system now serving, you know, number five and a couple of windows there to improve service for the people
coming.
Blue
light specials?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's so we're still moving forward with our SB 1022 project, which is the Adult Rehabilitation Center. That's going to be off of Breslauer. They're still developing the plans. And then in March, about the middle of March, Chief Paletti, Fire Chief Jerry Gray, and myself will be giving presentations on the blueprint for both the Board of Supervisors and the Reading City Council. And we're going to be talking about what is referred to, as Tier Zero. And those are the recommendations from the blueprint consultant that basically doesn't cost any money except for maybe some staff time and stuff like that. Little changes that can make some improvements within the organization, such as maybe looking at how we do business, maybe something happens and reviewing it and saying, hey, how could this have been handled better? Or have some goals and objectives that's written down, and then have them be specific, measurable, attainable, and be reviewed. So that's what we'll be presenting in mid-March.
Well, I think we need to have that blueprint now. You know, for that, I mean, I believe the blueprint for safety is a way that, you know, it's coming out there so they can raise taxes. Seriously, you know,
right.
To get into
that. But not necessarily a way to raise taxes, but what it is it was built.
If you raise taxes, this is what
happens. Tier zero, right. And then they had tier one through five that was based on $5 million increments.
Here's my – I've got a problem not with that, you know, because we need to, you know, have a well-thought-out plan. But now we're jumping into the homeless thing where we're going to take money immediately and put five homeless people into some kind of home shelter. With no strings attached, from the way I understand it. I'm not sure this, you know, I mean, I can understand helping people, you know, doing like the San Antonio model. They put them in the sobering center. I don't see why we don't, you know, if you're going to focus on helping people make a sobering center before you start jumping into the other stuff. Wouldn't that take a lot of pressure off the police and the sheriff's department?
The sobering, it wouldn't take a lot of pressure off, but it would definitely take some off. Because sometimes people get drunk, they're getting fighting, they're getting unruly, and they still have to go to jail. But for some of those drunks that aren't a problem, other than being drunk, they could go there to sober up and then move on down the road. What you're referring to, I think there was a person came in from Utah and talked about like rehabbing an old hotel and then putting out housing for the homeless, and then they could basically stay there indefinitely.
Indefinitely, even if they use drugs, they don't have to clean up.
I could see a problem there.
You'd think there'd be some kind of prerequisites to. Yeah. That they had to
The good, new, that good that news rescue
work.
Mission.
Yeah.
A lot of times some homeless people don't like to go there because you have to follow their rules.
Right.
You can't be on drugs. You can't be drunk. you have to follow their rules there, and a lot of times they don't want to follow the rules, right. And so they say, thank you very much, don't come here.
Yeah. I see on one side we have this thought-out plan, you know, that it's taken so long to get the blueprint and all this, and then the next one, oh, we're going to put 5 people in housing by June.
Yeah.
Well, where's the background behind that one?
And that's going to also, I think, impact.
I need to have Missy on, because Missy can then explain it to everybody, because this is what Missy said. We need to have Missy on, you know, our mayor, and just say, Mayor, how do you plan on doing this, and do you really mean that there's no strings attached?
I think it still would also have an impact on law enforcement services.
There's got to be.
There's
going to
be fights going on there. There'll be some drug use. We already have problems with the other seedy motels, and this would kind of, I think, add to it.
Well, you know, and because they said that, you know, they don't throw people out for using drugs or that. If they get violent, they'll move them to another area. This is Salt Lake City, though, and this is Utah. And that's frankly, it's a one state, one religion kind of state that they've all backed this. Anyway, hey, Sheriff Thomas Engel, thanks for being here with us.
Love coming in every month. Thanks for having me.
Love it.
Appreciate everything you do for the community.
It's great seeing you again.
Well, thanks, Tom.
And thanks to Redding Rancheria. I heard you on earlier on the show. Wind River, again, a big community supporter of a number of programs. Big employer that helps stimulate our economy and our community here. So thank you for everything that you and the Rancheria do.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
So, you know, you've got your chance next week. Well, maybe you don't, since it's sold out, to watch Gary Hayward and I come on in costume and be the villains of the night. Not that some people don't think I'm a villain already.
I presume you've already selected your villain costume.
Oh, we have. Yes. And we're
any sneak preview?
Well, the only thing I can say is that Gary better start pumping himself up a little bit if he's going to compare with me.
He looks pretty pumped up right now.
I tell you what, he better be working real hard this week, because he's going to be standing next to
He's carrying a couple of guns on him, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So, mine are concealed. Yeah. His are out in the open.
Yeah.
I think isn't it illegal for him to carry openly like that? Anyway, Gary Hayward. Thanks, Gary. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Happy to be back. Thank you.
Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Donald Trump says he expected the all-out assault from Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz at last night's Republican debate in Houston, Texas. This was the last debate before next week's Super Tuesday, where hundreds of delegates are at stake in several state primaries. Senator Marco Rubio has picked up a couple of newspaper endorsements in Ted Cruz's home state. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Houston.
Cruz hopes his Texas base of support will give him a win on Super Tuesday, but two newspapers here are backing Rubio. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram says the Florida senator offers the greatest hope for conservatives, and the San Antonio Express News says Rubio has more experience and a superior temperament than his chief rivals. While that's good news for Rubio here in Texas, most polls show him trailing in his home state of Florida. Greg Clugston, Houston.
Authorities have identified a man who opened fire on the Central Kansas factory where he worked, killing 3 people and wounding.